Anything?
Tim.
Tim, anything?
I need to make one correction for the record. When the board was considering the Oak Tree Real Estate Fund, there was a number of questions about it being a Cayman domicile fund. I made a statement based upon my understanding of past Oak Tree funds, which was not directly applicable to this fund. So there was questions about why there would be a Cayman fund, and I made the comment that Cayman was the feeder fund into a main fund that was a Delaware fund. That's been the situation historically with Oak Tree funds. In this instance, there's a Cayman feeder fund that goes into a Cayman main fund. So everything is domiciled to Cayman. It was done that way because they expect a higher percentage of non-U.S. investments, and it was done that way to protect against double taxation. We have done Cayman funds in the past where it's made sense to protect us from double taxation. It still goes through legal review with Reed Smith. It's a standard process here. The board doesn't normally get involved in selecting the exact vehicle, implementation vehicle. You vet the investment idea. Your legal counsel vets the vehicle. So I made a misstatement for the record. I just need to get that corrected.
Well, you asked that question at the onsite, so at the time you didn't know that.
I just had a couple items. One, the interior renovation is continuing. Tim and his folks will be in their suite the beginning of November. We are working with the county to set up some service agreements so that in January everything's in place and we're good to go to continue using a number of their services. And we will be coming back to the board soon with two resolutions that need to be adopted. To make Cicero a separate district, and also that the Cicero acknowledges us being part of the retirement plan. So just a heads up on that. We are working diligently on becoming an independent entity, and we're very excited about that.
We weren't going to move to CalPERS like we discussed.
Oh, okay.
That's funny.
Tough crowd. Karen, anything?
Nothing.
Christina, anything? No?
Okay. I stole her thunder.
Raleigh, anything?
Employer audits are still ongoing. The first report of preliminary findings was delivered to Buff Island, so we're waiting for their response back. And once we have that final report, we'll be completed.
Great.
And Raleigh, he recently completed his second on-site employer audit, so he's working on that report. The employer audits have been going pretty well. The employers are very willing to have us come in and take a look at their information, so I would say it's going well.
Who have you done so far?
Well, I've been at Buff Island, the cemetery district, and Central Sand.
Okay.
Oh, 7% is pretty big. I was thinking, you're taking all the easy stuff first, which is good.
And while we're developing our process, it makes sense to start smaller and then...
Oh, I agree.
By the time we get to the county...
Well, the reason I say that, it's so frustrating. We went through all of our labor negotiations, getting everybody to automated timekeeping, and the company we've been working with, granted, we haven't given them a lot of money, they finally threw up their hands and said, you guys are just too difficult. We're walking. Hmm. So.
Did it start with a K?
Pardon me?
Did the company start with a K?
No. I don't even remember, but I know it didn't start with a K. But anyway, so now we're going to have to go through that process of because we have so many codes, and I know that's been one of the issues in defining what's pensionable, which compensation is pensionable. Anyway, so I'm... Keep us for last, probably. Yeah. Only because you can't find a vendor.
And from an employer standpoint, it went very smooth. It was a good process.
Good. Can you give us an update on the website development, the RFP?
We received five proposals. Friday was a deadline. Okay. So we're in the process of evaluating them, and we were looking at possibly coming back to the board with a recommendation, and at that point we would possibly have them, you know, do a full-fledged presentation and discuss different options, and you know, the board would have some feedback into that process. You know, if anyone wants to review the proposals or anything like that, you're more than welcome to.
Noah,
outside professionals today. Trustee comments. Sorry.
Yeah, last week, was it last week we went to New York? Or the week before last? I don't know. I've been on the go. I think it was the week before. We did the Torchlight client service thing. But at the same time, we met with Singular Guff. We also met with Angela Gordon and did an on-site with them. And did an on-site with Torchlight before they had their conference. I felt comfortable with Angela Gordon. I was a little hesitant. I wasn't feeling like Angela Gordon. I know it's a small thing, but it's a big thing to me. Didn't introduce their staff, and in fact they had a new staff member that, as the people came in, nobody knew that they had a new staff member there too. And so not only were they, you know, when they realized they didn't introduce us, they realized they didn't have this new staff member was over there. So anyway, I felt a little uncomfortable with that. But when they started talking about the investments and how they do their process and what we were going with, I felt comfortable, and I got more at ease, and so I'm okay. I really am okay with Angela Gordon. I think it's going to be good. I think we're good. And Torchlight, I've always loved. I've loved them since the beginning. I think they've got the brightest guy in the world, and I'm sorry, I'm a little bit biased like that, but he is good, and it came across again. They also had... who was their speaker?
Paul Volcker,
yeah. And that was kind of interesting, except Gail and I didn't get to ask the question we really wanted to ask, so that went... Did you get him at the end? You didn't get a chance to ask him either. We met him and we shook his hand, yeah. But we didn't get a chance to ask him that question during the conference. So, and their conference was good. I thought it was really well worth it. Then this Monday... and Tuesday, I was up at the California Retired County Employees Association's semi-annual conference in Sacramento. A couple of things were really interesting. Again, we were the topic of discussion amongst trustees up there because we're the only county that has completely separated from, we're the only board that is completely separated from the county, so that came up. Several times and discussing that. And what really came out of that for me is, we're doing what we really want to do. We're separating. This board wants to separate. We're separating. But do we really know what's ahead for us and what we have to do as we go and become independent employers? And it hit me right in the face, like, oh my God, there is a lot more to this than just, okay, we're going to be independent employers and we can do what we want with. It's not that easy. And man, I'm telling you, we're going to have some ups and downs going down this road. Again, it's what I wanted to see happen, but it's like the policy. I don't remember the policy years ago, the privacy policy, and I got so upset with that, and outside people got upset with that. But when we made the policy, we thought it was a good policy, but when in action, the policy turns out not to be good because it costs the person who wanted to not have their name revealed about $3,000 minimum to not have that done. So it really wasn't. I didn't think it was a good policy. But anyway, so. Be careful for what you wish because you don't know what's coming down the road. It's not going to be an easy road, and that's what I was like got hit with at this conference. The other thing is Richard Stanerud from Sacramento County Retirement System, their CEO, wonderful person. He's the head of their Ledge Committee for SACRs. Did a great presentation. Let me see what else was good. The Ledge report, Art Goulet always gives a Ledge report, and they have Amy Brown who does the PRJ. Her and her representative, her friend that works the Senate, and her friend that they lobby the Senate and they lobby the
Assembly
for R7.
When I was there late She was there with the two people from the legislature.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. So
and they don't know what's going to happen because everything's in flux.
Yeah, and so they were doing their thing. And the issue that surfaced is the issue we're still working on, differentials, whether or not to give differentials to the, not the legacy employees, but the Pepper employees. Evidently, there's some counties, some 37 Act counties, that are giving differentials, and they're allowing differentials to occur, and that came up. And it also came up when they did the ledge report, the three gals that were up there. They said straight out that they felt that the 37 Act County should model CalPERS in doing the differentials program. I don't know whether that's good or bad, but it's a topic of discussion and it's things that's going on.
Terry, what do you mean by differentials? You mean salary differentials?
Yeah.
Yes. Like if you work a graveyard shift, you get 5% for working a graveyard shift. That should count towards your retirement.
Uniform allowance.
Uniform allowance. Those kind of differentials. Right. Not termination pay, not the sale of vacation, the differentials of Spanish-speaking employees get a 5% increase.
I think there's only two of us that are not doing it, from what I understand.
It's what?
There's only two associations not giving additional above base.
Including us or in addition?
No, us and one other, I think, are the only two that are not going above base.
So it's topic for discussion down the road. I mean, if CalPERS stays with this and it goes, we may have to come back and take a look at it, or the employees, our Pepper employees,
actually,
may.
We do have a request into staff to bring that back because we've had public comment on that, and there is a letter from the DSA, and that's a continuing issue, at least on the labor negotiation side. So my understanding is that staff is going to be coming back with who all is doing it, who's not, what the pros are, what the cons are.
Good.
If we wanted to do it, what items would we include, whatever, so.
Sure. Okay, well, anyway, that was it was a good conference. I was surprised. I actually stayed in and was interested in what was occurring. You don't need to know the speaker that I cracked. Never mind. There was a speaker who talked about death and not wills, but burial rights that we have and that we don't exercise. So we go to a funeral home and we're in the middle of flex, so we just take it left, right, down the middle. Well, she's saying that there's ways that you can cut that expense, and was explaining ways that you could cut that expense. I was like, okay.
Good to know.
Good to know.
It's good to know you can cheat death.
Yeah. I want that train.
Yeah. Any other trustee comments? Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
We're out of here by 4 noon.
Good job.